got the game. Super Bowl 38, Panthers Patriots, this Sunday. Pre-game at 3, kickoff at 5:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Come around to my way of thinking.
The time is 5:16 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline here at the Super Bowl in Houston at the Media Center. The Super Bowl comes up this weekend out at Reliant Stadium, a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous edifice.
Football. Unbelievable.
Yes, it's what they're going to be playing. They're going to be playing the game of
football.
Right. All right, now, we have an issue on our hands here because the snake, while walking around Radio Row here, was treated rather poorly by JT the Brick.
Yeah, I don't even know who he is, first off.
Well, he's been on the ticket before,
yeah,
hadn't he?
Remember when we had Pharrell?
Yeah.
And then he took over for Pharrell. Like, it's one of those late-night generic bad shows. I mean,
right.
You know, he's beyond horrible.
He's out in California. He has a show that appeals to Raider fans. In fact, they have a banner up for him in one of the end zones at the Raiders stadium.
For JT the Brick?
Yes, JT the Brick.
And he's syndicated?
You think me and Reiner are Ranger fans? He ain't had seen nothing you see him. He's openly cheers for him.
Well, okay, so he's a big deal there.
I don't think he's a big deal.
I don't know.
He gets absolutely no ratings.
Zero.
Zilch.
Well, okay, he works for the Fox affiliate.
Right.
He was saying that he kicks our nighttime shows.
Well, what he does, he works Afternoon Drive, where he's live in L.A. They record it, and then that 1190 plays it late at night.
Okay.
That's what they do.
And we know that, and this means nothing to anyone except for us, really, but 1190, Fox 1190, the sports radio station in Dallas, hasn't shown up in the ratings at all
in the history of
their station in Dallas.
They've never rated enough ratings to even get a 0.01. I mean, they've never shown up.
So what was he saying?
They used to be the home of the fish.
Right. I mean, they don't. And by the way, last Friday they blew out all their local programming scoreboard. That's another one. Put another one up there. Truncated.
All right. Well, right now they're on the air, so I can't really go up to them and talk to them. But I will. I think we can wait.
A lot of our listeners are disappointed in you.
You know, he's one of those.
Well, I didn't think it was any big deal.
He's one of those Yankee friends.
They don't think you held up the honor of the little ticket, Cobra.
You need to defend yourself,
you know,
Snake.
He's one of those Yankee friends.
They think you let JT the Brick push you around.
Sounded like he punked you almost.
Yeah.
He made you his bitch, man.
And I'm looking at this douchebag on their website. He's on from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. He's holding the damn brick in his hand. Yeah.
He's got a brick in his hand?
A stupid-ass brick in his hand.
That's good.
And you let him play you.
Yeah, but he's got.
I didn't know who he was. Didn't know if he was telling the truth.
No matter who he is.
Regardless of who it is, you shouldn't let him play
you. Well, I told him. I go, listen, dude, why don't you get a better time slot than 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.? You know, I mean, what do you say?
You know what?
Kick him in the balls?
Maybe.
You know
what? If that's what it takes.
I was going to say.
I mean, Big Dick destroys him.
I didn't even know he was a competitor. He was even on our airwaves or anything.
I'm Big Dick.
Well, you got to wander back down there in a minute and make this right.
All right, well, right now.
In the meantime, if you would, go over to Sporting News Radio and find out if that guy in the green coat is silver.
Just go ask him what his name is.
And by the way, about what he's doing. Talk about his time in Dallas.
If you talk to the station right there, that'll be number 5.
Because that station right now, the score from Rhode Island, they have Sterling Sharp on. You think if I walk by right now while he's on the air with these guys and I go, Sterling, my man, and I hold my hand up, it'll high-five me?
Yes.
Yes, I think
no
you
question.
Will. I think you will.
No
do
question.
It. Do it.
I dare you to do that and fart. Go by there.
I can't fart on command.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. You think I'd be working in this place if I could fart on command?
All right, let's see what's going to happen here. All right, here comes Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
Sterling, my man.
Ball out of our hands.
Attaboy.
I love how Corby, when he does something like, look at him walk. He's still walking.
I'm going to the other place over here.
Did you get some skin?
Don't miss JT the Prick.
I won't.
Did you get some skin from Sterling?
He did. He got a handshake, too.
I got the black handshake.
Did your fart trail you?
Yeah.
Leave a comet trail?
All right, I'm going down to the other media.
We need one of those fart machines that we put in their pocket.
Oh, he's so great.
We need to get one of those tomorrow.
We had 11 of them up here.
Oh, my God. There is no one broadcasting in the middle radio row.
You know what? Nobody's committed except us.
Okay, there is one station. I'll go.
Nobody's committed. Everybody shows up like Thursday.
Let's see. There's one. There's 40 radio tables, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4 people on the air right now.
I believe that's where ESPN in Dallas, I believe they're over there, right?
I think so. Hey, what station is this?
That is not committed.
What city?
Tyler, Texas.
Oh, that's just Smoke. Yeah. We know he's talking sports. Okay, I just gave him a little love there. All right, let's go see what these humans are.
Tyler, Texas.
Cheers.
Home of the Roses.
Yeah. What station is this?
Oh, this is WTN in Nashville.
Oh, you're the Nashville guys.
Yeah, that's our Nashville guys.
What's up, man?
I just want to say happy 10-year anniversary to my boys at the Ticket.
Right on, bro. Right on. Hey, you guys talking sports right now? Football?
A little football. We want to talk about the lingerie game, but Lynn Pasquarelli from ESPN won't break it down for us.
Is that who this is, Lynn Pasquarelli?
You want to go talk to him?
Not okay, so Corby, hold your mic in there and see if they're talking.
Okay, are you talking Super Bowl right now?
No, we're actually talking Eddie George, Javon Kearse.
Really? So you're talking local football?
Football. Who cares about this game?
Okay, great.
Oh, okay, that's our first no.
What?
You said guys football. About?
Not football?
We're is talking about who's talking football.
Yeah, we're actually talking about who is actually talking Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, anybody jumped into a pond at a movie theater this year, shaved your head, done anything like that?
No, that's all upcoming, hopefully, in the next couple of days.
Good. You guys stay out of trouble.
So does that count or not? I don't think that counts. I mean, we said Super Bowl.
You said football.
Didn't we?
Yeah, we said football, Rob?
Yes, you said football. That's 6 for 6.
No, that's 5, Danny.
Is it?
Yeah,
I examined it.
Or check it on the internet.
Yes. Right now?
Yeah, well, we're running about a 30.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You're in a break here. Are you talking?
We're running we're in a soundbite.
Oh, you are? Where are you from?
Kansas City.
Okay, and what are you talking about right now?
We're talking a little Royals baseball at the Super Bowl. What else?
Oh, thank you. That's one for me. We're trying to gauge who's talking Super Bowl right now.
Is that the station with the girl last year?
Spike TV, then we did a little college football, then a little Royals.
Did you guys have a chick here last year?
No.
You know a girl here? There's another sports.
No, she wasn't on the air. She was helping us get.
Right.
Tell them to welcome Juan to town.
She didn't make the trip.
She didn't?
We're going to find some locals.
Tell her to good. Tell them to welcome Juan to town.
Yeah, we want to hear you welcome Juan to town from Texas, okay?
Do what now?
We want to hear you welcome Juan Gonzalez to Kansas City.
Oh, Juan Gon is home in KC, baby.
Right. Are you back on the air?
Very close.
Okay, can we hear, can we listen in on just a little bit? This better be shocking radio.
I got the guys, where are you guys from, Dallas?
Yeah, the Ticket.
Yeah, the Ticket in Dallas is here, and they're asking us if we're talking about the Super Bowl. I said, of course not. We're at the Super Bowl, we're talking Royals baseball. What would anybody else be talking about at the Super Bowl other than, well, not the Patriots in Carolina, because nobody cares, right?
Right, buddy.
I like this guy.
Matchup's no good, we don't care. Bring us a comedian, a celebrity. Let's talk a little baseball. It doesn't
really matter. I'm a comedian.
I guess I'm on. Am I on two stations right now?
You're on in Dallas.
It's a little odd. You know, I don't know anybody in Dallas anymore. They've all moved back home.
Not too bad.
I'll say this, though. Texas is in trouble with Greg Robinson as a defensive coordinator. They're in real trouble. Forget about Longhorn football. It's over.
Oh, for the University of Texas.
It's going to be just a disaster.
Is that the guy from Kansas City?
Yes, and he's a train wreck, a complete train wreck. You're in trouble.
Wow, okay, thanks a lot. It was a pleasure talking sports with you.
Whoa.
Okay. Sorry about farting on you.
Okay, he brought it around the football, so that counts.
That does.
He brought it around the football, Corby.
Yeah, I guess he did. Let's see if just an old man will high-five me. Hey, bro, what's up? Okay, he didn't touch me.
Hey, man, forget the fart machine tomorrow. Have Corby eat a dozen boiled eggs and eat cauliflower and walk through the media center and just fart the whole time.
No.
And see how many people turn around.
No, I don't want to have
that. They don't know
gas.
It's you.
I think we need to get one of those fart machines and just plant it in your pocket and just walk by and fart.
But follow it up with real farts.
So funny.
I think it needs to be real.
I think it needs to be real. See who turns around and gives you the evil eye.
What do you think? What?
Babe Wolfenberg is right in front of me. He didn't know I'm here. I'm going to grab his ass. Watch when he turns around. Watch him. Oh, yeah. You liked that, didn't you? I feel good?
What are you saying, Corby?
Yeah, I'll call you late night.
Great. You got the guy? Oh, that's
yeah, we're right there. I said I'd grab his ass and see what you did.
All right, get over there with JT.
All right.
Is he off?
Do we have time, Danny?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no cats up everybody's ass today.
See, I have no
Was
idea.
Cat very tense today, Danny?
No. He just yelled at me once.
I hate you.
Well, then we're okay.
I'm not sure if they're on the air. Looks like they're not.
They're probably not. It's the bottom of the hour.
Go get him, Corby. Go get him.
Okay.
Very good.
Hey, JT.
The brick.
Brick.
We just realized who you were. You're JT the Brick. This is quite an honor. What?
Tell all your FM hot jocks, if they're that big, to get out of Dallas. We got big markets like New York, Chicago. They can come work with us in L.A., or they can get a sitcom. But I really respect the ticket in Dallas. Just someday, I want you guys to break out of the Metroplex and come to the real world.
Oh, my God. Blast
okay, come to the
guy.
Now, you were talking about how Blast you were beating us guy. At night.
I beat everybody at night.
You realize you're on a station that hasn't shown up in the ratings in 3 years in Dallas?
I have the largest.
You realize that?
I have the largest nighttime
in Dallas, though.
In America. No.
You realize in Dallas you hadn't showed up in 3 years?
You just found it out. In America. Not in the freaking
You're
metro.
What did we just
but
find out?
You haven't
out.
Showed up in Dallas in 3 years.
You run your own radio station. Yours.
Have you shown up in 3 years? Have you shown up?
I haven't visited Dallas.
Oh, I just got shoved.
Whoa.
Wow. Can you take him?
No, he didn't shove me. His giant black friend shoved me.
Wow.
And I'm not going to take him.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh. Mm. You, what a douchebag.
Are you okay?
He had a big mouth and he can't back it up.
He didn't
he's all right.
He didn't shove
he's
me.
All right.
He just pushed me.
An idiot.
I just kind of got him away from JT the
well,
Brick.
Kevin is fired up, man.
I
Kevin's
hate the Brick.
Fired up.
Well... He's so
he sounds
generic.
Like freaking right. Rocco, too.
Kevin Scott.
He grabbed my mic, too. He wouldn't let me pull the mic away.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
And that's when the guy pushed me.
At what point was he making? What was he saying?
Hey, I got more listeners than anybody in the world.
He's saying that he had the, you know, that his generic little show, when he's talking about nationwide,
right.
They have more listeners than anybody at night. But
big
you know what?
Deal.
He didn't get any out of Dallas.
He thinks because he's on Albuquerque and Stillwater at night that he's pulling in a hell of a lot of ratings.
Right.
Well, you ain't doing crap where it matters. Yeah,
we'll have that up on the website here in just a little bit. You can see the big black guy push.
God, guys like that, they just twist my drawers around, man.
All right, well, very nice, Cobra.
I don't know what we accomplished.
I don't either.
Take
but,
care, Snake.
Killed two segments if it did nothing else. All right, the computer is down. I'd like to tell you what time it is. We'll just say it's about 5:28 or something like that. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is on the way.